Let's get to Cole Bryson, who is our high school football expert and the host of the Saturday Scramble here on ESPN Upstate. Cole, appreciate the time, man. Open the show, Cole, today by asking the question, is it possible to win a national title in Columbia, South Carolina? Is that the ceiling? My former co-host, Booger McFarland, says no, says it is not the ceiling. I was chatting about this with him earlier. He said that's not the ceiling. He thinks what Spurrier did, three straight back-to-back-to-back top 10 finishes, he thinks that's the ceiling. Can you win a national title in Columbia, Cole?
Yeah, if today is April Fool's Day, are you kidding me, Delvin? What are we talking about, women's basketball? No, there's no chance of South Carolina winning a national championship. In football, are we talking about football, Mark?
So what stands in the way of them winning a national title? Yeah, what stands in the way of
it? How long do you have? I mean, get your legal pad out. Number one is the biggest reason, in my opinion, is the culture at South Carolina is not in a spot to even come close to winning an SEC championship. And the Steve Spurrier led that program to great success, but many don't remember Steve Spurrier Jr. kind of burnt that program down. The way that the recruiting just all of a sudden fell off. And, there's a lot standing away, in my opinion. Number one, the culture. I think the right head coach has not been in Columbia since Steve Spurrier left. Steve Spurrier took them, and I would probably agree with Booger that the height of that program is what they've already accomplished, and that's five straight seasons of 11 wins with Connor Shaw and Thompson and Lattimore. They were fantastic, but I think they've reached their height. And I don't think a national championship in football is coming in their future anytime soon.
By the way, I just want to mention this is coming from a Clemson fan. And, you know, things were said the same thing about Clemson, and then suddenly they got it done. There's no way anyone in the world except for Clemson fans thought that Clemson could do what they're doing now. So it's not an impossibility. It's just out of the realm of possibility for someone with orange-tinted glasses.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Cole. You've been in this area a long time. Lonzo's been in this area a long time. I'm glad Lonzo jumped in because I was going to ask Lonzo next to tell you why you're wrong. We open the show with this. Lonzo says, hell yeah, you can win a national championship at South Carolina. I lean yes as well, Cole. I lean yes as well. You got to have a few years of culture building. I agree with that. But if you look at the list of national champions in college football, Cole, I would argue you go down to 1991, Washington won the national title. Not a blue blood college, right? Colorado won it in 1990. Georgia Tech won it in 1990. Not blue blood programs. I would even argue Clemson is becoming a blue blood program now, but they weren't prior to 2015. So why not?
Well, listen, if South Carolina were in the ACC, I may give them a slim chance. And it'd still be a slim chance. But listen, the reality is they're in the SEC. The SEC isn't going to fall off. They've been the cream of the crop for you know, how many decades now? It's not like all of a sudden when Nick Saban leaves that the SEC is all of a sudden going to fall off and the ACC is going to be the next big thing. No, you're in the SEC. You got to get to Atlanta first. And South Carolina hadn't been to Atlanta. You can't get to national heights where you can get to Atlanta. Come on, let's put one step in front of the other. And yeah, they've played for one and lost to Auburn. They have never even won an SEC championship, and we're talking about the possibility of them winning a national championship? No.
Okay, well, you got to crawl before you can walk. I get that, but you know, if we're talking Vandy, okay, then I think you have an argument. If you get the right coach in Columbia, I think everything changes. The difference between Vandy's opening and South Carolina's opening, Cole, is that in Vanderbilt they're indifferent. There's very little you can do with indifferent. They're very passionate in Columbia. You can do a lot with that passion. All right.
Well, let me tell you, last thing I'll say for South Carolina, their national championship, and it's always been this way and it'll always be this way, beating Clemson is South Carolina's national championship.
That is so insulting. That is so insulting to say. Do you understand how insulting that is?
That's also a bunch of crap. That is not true. That is coming from a different perspective. I know no one who's a Gamecock fan who thinks that way.
Well, you don't know many people anyways. I mean, you have like one neighbor.
That's besides the point.
Hey, Alonzo asked the trees in his neighborhood, and he didn't like the answer that they gave him there, Cole.
How many neighbors do you know, Mark?
Negative 511, Lonzo. Negative 511. Yeah. No, I don't know many, but I at least live around people. I will say that. But Cole, here's what I would say, man. I think you are defining the ceiling for South Carolina. I opened up by saying nobody defines your ceiling but you. Chadwick Boseman right. didn't go to T.L. Hanna and decide, you know, think that he could be the Black Panther, and he was. Yep. You know, he dared to see outside the box. So, you know, as a Clemson fan, you want to put your throat on the Gamecock football program, and I get that. It's not possible tomorrow for the Gamecocks to win a national championship, but is there anything that can't be removed from that program, any problem that can't be solved that would stand in the way of them winning a national championship? And to that, I would say what's happened at Clemson is proof that it can be done at South Carolina.
Yeah, and that's a totally fair point. I mean, every program, every culture has to have that mindset of, hey, there's nothing that's stopping us from getting to the top. And you're right, Clemson got there. But I think the situation that Clemson was in is a lot different than the situation that South Carolina's in now. And, you know, it'd be much – I think the ladder for Clemson was a lot shorter than the ladder is for South Carolina.
The ladder – yeah. Oh, boy. And Cole just said beating Clemson is South Carolina's national championship. Do you guys find that as offensive as I do? If you're a Gamecock fan, are you offended by that? Texter says, got to have good out-of-state recruiting. The talent pool is shallow around here. That is 100% accurate. Mark, the height of U of SC's success is to hope to beat Clemson. This guy agrees with Cole. If you don't believe me, ask yourself how many times you've heard. Let me see here. Ask yourself how many times you've heard that USC beat Clemson 5 times in a row. A lot. That's to be fair. I've heard that a lot. Steve Spurrier, a texter says, said we have to get past the goal of beating Clemson as our top goal when he was hired. Has South Carolina gotten?
Yes.
You agree with that?
That's 100% correct. Yes, absolutely. If your goal is to beat Clemson, that's all you'll ever do. You said it, Mark. How far do you want to take your program? I think that texter or whoever said that, I think that's the best way to put it.
So I would agree wholeheartedly with that. I would really agree. If your national championship is beating Clemson, you are setting the bar for yourself way too low. We got, man, did we ever, have we been found yet? We got so far off on a dirt road on this topic, man. Well, let's go back to the main road.
I just want to say I'm going to trip Cole next time I see him.
There you go, Cole. It's coming your way. Coming your way. And if it's not Lonzo, it's going to be his evergreen tree neighbors. South Carolina has always been a party school and not interested in a natty, a texter says. Another texter says, I believe Coastal Carolina is closer to a national championship than U of SC. So we have a texter saying, you know, they'd rather be a party school than win a national championship. If you're a Gamecock fan, you should be offended. Lonzo said yesterday that his hope for they could hire a toad, and the toad would be better than Will Muschamp, and Will Muschamp is satisfied. Lonzo is satisfied with that. You should be embarrassed by that if you're a Gamecock fan. And Cole Bryson came on these airwaves today and said South Carolina's national championship is beating Clemson. If you are a Gamecock fan, you should be offended by all of these things. But we appreciate Cole hanging on the line anyway. Cole, hope you had a great Thanksgiving, man. Okay, let's get to some high school football here. State championship weekend is here. We made it here. We had a lot of doubts that we would get here. Amazingly, I haven't heard of many, if any, COVID cases at all as we get closer to the state championship, Cole. How did we arrive at this place?
It's gone. Right?
COVID has vanished,
it's
right?
Yeah, it's exactly what we predicted and what we talked about here on the show. We knew that there were a lot of cases during the regular season, and you know, teams can afford to take 2 weeks during the regular season because your season's not over. But we knew that when the playoffs came around, due to the firm set-in-stone schedule by the high school league, that there were not going to be any chances of any teams getting COVID in the postseason. And I, you know, look across the state, look back 3 weeks, and nope, not a peep. So we are where we are.
But we have made it here. We have gotten here, and right. and look, Dorman, Burns, Gaffney not making the upper state championship. Where do those programs go from here?
Wow, That's huge. I mean, you talk about three teams in the upstate who are pretty predominant in playing in at least the upper state championship, if not the state championship, in the past decade. Those three teams have had their fair shares of appearances in the state championship. And, you know, I don't want to insult teams who – this statement's going to sound very not demeaning to the teams that have made it this far, but I think when you look across the board at the state – this year, this is just my opinion, I think high school football is a little down, and I don't want to say that in a way that makes it seem like, well, the teams that reached Columbia aren't deserving and they got there because other teams were down. I just think across the board, taking everything into effect with COVID, I think the play of football, at least the play I saw this year, was down in terms of what it normally is. And, you know, Dorman, a team that was very good this season, and Gaffney was, this was a team that, you know, had the team to make their run to the state championship. That didn't happen. They got beat by T.O. Hanna, and Burns was obviously down this year as well. But, it is what it is. But I'll tell you what, those three teams between Dorman, Burns, and Gaffney, they won't be down for long. One of those three teams will probably be playing for the upper state championship again next year.
And let's certainly hope that is the case. T.L. Hanna versus Dutch Fork. Is there any chance for the local team?
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that.
Okay, how about this? If an upset were to happen, how does it happen?
Yeah, T.L. Hanna controls the clock, and they control time of possession, and they control the line of scrimmage. And what I mean by that, T.L. Hanna runs that two-back wing offense where it's run heavy. They threw the ball twice last Friday night at the Northwestern game that I went to, and they do it well. They really do it well. They did it well against Northwestern. They obviously did it well enough to beat Gaffney, but if they're going to pull the upset, Mark, they're going to have to control the time of possession unlike any other game that's ever been played in the history of high school football. When we look at that final stat sheet, we would have to say, wow, T.L. Hanna had the ball for this amount of time compared to Dutch Fork, who's a high-potent, high-powered offense like they've always been. T.L. Hanna is going to have to keep that Dutch Fork offense on the sideline.
Cole Bryson joining us here, host of the Saturday Scramble and voice of Burns football right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Rumor is this could be we could be watching the last games of some noteworthy head coaches here, Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When you look across the state, there's some coaches who are close to retirement. And, you know, we'll start with Dan Jones right up the road in Gaffney. 3 years ago, Dan Jones looked me in the eye and told me that he was done. Fast forward 3 years later, he is still the head coach. I did reach out to Coach Jones a couple of weeks back after Gaffney lost, and have not heard back from him yet as to whether he will reapply for the head coaching job at Gaffney. Now, as far as Dutch Fork goes, Tom Knotts, you know, I asked several guests last week on my Saturday show about their thoughts on Tom Knotts and a couple of writers in Columbia. And the consistent message across the board is that people really aren't sure if Tom Knotts is going to be back at Dutch Fork. It wouldn't surprise us if he is. But the common theme is that there are a lot of people out there who think Tom Knotts could go look for another challenge if he were to win his fifth straight championship and do something that's never been done in South Carolina and win five in a row. And I agree. I think if Tom Knotts does win Friday night and wins his fifth in a row, I think there are a lot of intriguing jobs down the coast where he wants to be, particularly south a state, where he could find a really good job. You know, in Georgia, they play all the way up to 6A. I mean, it's big boy football down there. And I think if the right position opened up, I think Tom Knotts and you know, you have – if Dan Jones were to retire, and you got a lot of guys who are getting close to retirement. I mean, Dave Gutshaw at Dorman, he's very close. He's told me in recent years that he's not far from retirement. So there's a lot of big jobs that could be open, and that'll be huge storylines if that happens.
All right, we have 3 minutes left, and we have five games to pick. Southside Christian versus Lakeview, Cole.
Southside Christian, when they've gotten bumped down to 1A, I said that Southside Christian would be the class of 1A, and that they have proved that. They will take care of business on Friday, in my opinion, and I think Southside Christian will be the state champs in 1A.
2A, Marion versus Abbeville.
Abbeville's been the team to beat all year. I know Marion's very good, but Abbeville has shown that, you know, you're not going to score on Abbeville. Not only are you not going to beat them, you're just not going to score on them. Abbeville is really good, and I think Abbeville wins the 2A state championship.
Daniel versus Camden in 3A.
I think this is the best matchup. Yeah, this is the best matchup of the weekend. I mean, two powerhouses. I've seen Daniel. I also saw Camden in the regular season when they came up to play Burns. Camden, let me tell you, Mark, everybody's picking Daniel to win this game. But I've seen Camden, and I've seen Daniel both in person, and I think Camden's going to pull it off Friday night. They are such a good football team. I like Camden, the Bulldogs, to win the 3A state championship.
Over to 4A we go, North Myrtle Beach and AC Flora.
North Myrtle Beach defeated Myrtle Beach last Friday to advance to the state championship, but, you know, as good as North Myrtle Beach is, I don't see it happening. AC Flora has been maybe the hottest team in South Carolina since the playoffs have started, and the way that they've just been lighting up the scoreboard. I like AC Flora to get it done in 4A.
And then finally, here we go, T.L. Hanna, Dutch Fork. He was hoping I wouldn't ask him the question, but now it cannot be avoided.
I think that, you know, the way I saw Tom Knox this morning in his press conference, you know, with his hat on, his mask on, leaned back with his arms crossed, and is kind of, you know, just as comfortable as I've ever seen Tom Knox, Mark. T.L. Hanna's good, but I don't think this one's close. I think Dutch Fork rolls on Friday night and wins their fifth straight championship, something that's never been done in the history of South Carolina high school football.
Your Cole is 86-28 on the season. If you are wrong on one of your five championship picks, which one are you most likely to err on?
3A, Daniel Camden. I think that whoever has the football last wins. I think that's the closest game of the weekend. And it's hard to pick Camden because Daniel's so good, but I think that's the most iffy game of the weekend.
All right, how about a really quick exercise with the minute we have left? If Las Vegas gave us lines on these games, what would the lines be, Cole? Southside Christian versus Lakeview.
I'd say Southside Christian would probably be favored by a touchdown.
-7. Okay.
Yep.
Marion versus Abbeville in 2A.
I think Abbeville is the clear favorite here. I wouldn't go much more. You know, I'll go a little bit more than a touchdown. I'd probably go 9. I think Abbeville would probably be favored by 9 or so. Now, these are state championships. They'll be close. But I think 9's a pretty big spread for a state championship.
Daniel Camden.
I think it's, you know, pick them, toss them up in the air and see where they land. I think it's just a straight-up pick them.
North Myrtle Beach, AC Flora.
I think AC Flora is favored by 3 here. If it were to be such thing.
And T.L. Hanna versus Dutch Fork. Give me the real line, Cole. Come on now.
I would say the real line would probably be Dutch Fork -11.
-11. I've seen 11-point upsets. Appreciate it, Cole. Yep. Thank you so much, man. Make sure you tune into the Saturday Scramble this Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN Upstate.